This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
After spending some in-depth time in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, we began the last time we were together just breaking it down even a little further, because this is such an important part of Scripture as it concerns our Christian life. We covered verse 10 last time we were together. Let's look at verse 11 this time, where Paul says, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all strategies and tricks of Satan." Now, a couple of things jump out at us immediately in this verse. One, we are indeed responsible for putting on this stuff. That is so important. Secondly, indeed, this stuff is God's stuff. And we need to understand that what we need cannot be acquired from ourselves or mustered up under our own strength or gathered through some sort of intellectual training. This is God's stuff, but we have to put it on. Now, this encompasses the concept and the teaching, the step of the issue of lordship. This is a step that so many of us have yet to take. In reality, we haven't suited up with the weapons of the Spirit of God, because the fact is, we really have no intention of going to war at all. No, we're simply too busy with our plans to get overtly involved in God's plans. We also need to realize that just knowing about His armor isn't going to help us when we're at war. No, we actually have to put it on. And gang, the war is going to come. You need to know that whether we attempt to stand down or not. Just because you have read The Art of War doesn't mean you're protected from an enemy, one who doesn't follow the rules of the Geneva Convention. We are called to put on the armor of God so that we can stand against Satan. So obviously, it goes without saying, if we have a lick of trust in Scripture at all, that without it, we're not going to stand. We won't. We'll fall. Thus, this explains why so many of us that believe ourselves to be Christians are spending so much of our time on our faces. We are called to put on all of the armor, all of it. It won't matter if we put on a helmet and then step out in shorts and a t-shirt. We're still finished. No, it takes the full armor to be protected, because whatever area we leave unprotected is sure to be where Satan attacks. It doesn't take long to discover that truth. That's why we are spending the time on this passage that we are. God expects us to put on the whole armor. There is nothing lacking herein. Well, except maybe one thing. According to this passage, there is no covering for our backs. Perhaps that's because we are expected to always face the enemy and never turn and run. Our standing, quote unquote, is a military term. It means to hold one's position, to hold one's ground, never giving an inch to the enemy. In chapter 4, verse 14 of this letter, Paul has already told us that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. The wiles of the devil, it means the schemes of Satan. So make no mistake today, our enemy is quite methodical. He literally schemes as to how he can bring you down. And sadly, I wonder how flippant we can be on this issue. Satan destroys by deceiving, by lying, by distorting, by counterfeiting, by masquerading, by clouding human minds with illusion and fantasy. Yet many of that actually works, because in reality, many of us are not watching. We oftentimes do not really believe that Satan and his boys are focusing upon us individually. It all comes together because he usually understands us more than we understand ourselves. All he needs to do, ultimately, to pull this off is to exploit our human tendency towards pride and rebellion. If he can't take our soul, he'll take our joy, our peace, and certainly steal all of our fruit.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.